podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there and welcome to the special anniversary celebratory collector's 20th edition of the podcast from the XFM Breakfast Show with myself, Danny Wallace. On this week's podcast, more from Rich Glover.
Hello.
That was him there. Plus Bradley Cooper, pre-one show Jeremy Clarkson, but only pre-one show by a matter of moments. Quiry, the new business-based quiz face. We have a mystery guest. I make a man do something untoward in the shower. We get your gossip. You didn't get this from me. Tony Bowen swings by and more. Let's begin.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
Let's cross live to Sydenham, where we should be talking to confirmed listener Jake. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Danny?
I'm very well, thank you, Jake. Thank you for asking. Now, just before, when we were playing some Shed 7, I told you to go to your bathroom and await further instruction. You're in your bathroom, I take it?
Yes, I am.
Good, because you have requested a song that you were very specific about the song, but also about what you were going to be doing while we played the song, and that was be in the shower, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what are you wearing right now, Jake?
I'm wearing some Run DMC pyjama bottoms.
Okay, just pop them off for me. Pop them off. You want to just pop them on the side somewhere.
All right, then.
Keep them off the ground, though, Jake, in case when the shower's on, they could. There is a danger of indoor precipitation.
Okie dokie, they're off the ground.
They're great. So you're now perfectly nude, yeah?
Yes.
Great. Jake, just pop yourself in the shower for us.
Okay.
In a moment, I'm going to ask you to turn the shower on, and while the shower is being turned on, I want you to shout out the name of the song that you would like.
Okie dokie. I'm not going to lie, this is actually quite surreal.
I've just made a man undress. Are you ready? Are you in the shower?
Yes, I'm in the shower. I'm
Three,
ready.
Two, one, turn it on.
Okie dokie, it's getting turned on now. Can I get U2 Vertigo, please?
No.
XFM.
Good morning, it's the XFM Breakfast Show, and he is here. He has arrived all the way from America. It is the marvellous Bradley Cooper, everybody.
Happy to be here.
Hello,
the second time.
The second time, I know.
I was your first guest ever.
You were my first guest, and I'll tell you what, you're
And
awesome.
You were a gentleman, and oh, I hope it'll be the same experience again.
you guys go way back.
We do. We go back to Yes Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
His book.
We've got a little bit of
We have a scene together in a bar.
Yes.
With the great Jim Carrey.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All that happens, and you were the first guest on this show. And by coincidence, the most recent as well.
Oh.
That's in right now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Your last guest was me.
Yeah, we've had one. We peaked with Bradley Cooper. We thought, what's the point in
wait a second.
Yeah, no, you're bookending the show. And welcome back to Britain. It's always a pleasure to have you over here.
When was I here? August, yeah? Was it August?
Yeah, it was August.
Not very long ago.
But the last time you were here, there was one moment, Bradley.
That we had?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that sounds sad.
I thought you were going to do it again, you know, at the beginning of the interview.
When we kissed? Quite,
yeah, a little bit, you know, the kisses.
Little bits of kisses.
Wasn't so much we were kissing, it was you were kissing, you followed me around quite a bit.
Yeah, that was odd.
Well, this was the moment in question.
No,
I think this is the beginning of a very long run.
Really?
May I just say that? Yeah. Yeah.
Great, we'll be taking off this interview.
You have a great voice.
Good.
You do, yeah.
That's good.
Too much?
It was a bit too much.
Was it?
It was a little bit.
But
too
I was
much.
Right.
Well, yes.
How about the kid was right?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Did he just call himself the kid?
Yeah, I had to. Yeah, the kid was right. You know, I was green back then. I've learned a lot since. Yeah. You know,
but listen to that. When you listen back, that I was right, and I sound like a guy who should never be on radio. But yet, you sounded great.
Right. Good.
Are you guys having another moment? Do you want us to leave?
Yeah. No.
There was one other thing I made you sign up to while you were here. Here it is. Bradley Cooper's Pooper Scooper. Bradley Cooper plays a recently demoted dog catcher who's put on toilet duties.
Ooh, this sounds good.
Well, it's Marley and Me meets Falling
Down. Yeah, you waited. You wanted the best for last.
I'll be honest. I was thinking of Owen Wilson for this one.
Right, but he's already
name,
done it.
Well,
he's
your name works better with it. There's a hilarious scene with a dog, which I've not thought of yet, but this is not a comedy. This is a highly disturbing film. Are you in?
I'm in.
That's it. He's in on the third one. Bradley, brilliant. Yeah. Well, Bradley Cooper's Pooper Scooper. If you could prepare the contracts, that would be fantastic.
I will.
So how much have you done on this? Because
well,
I,
we wrapped last week.
Really? So you got ahead. Yeah.
Wait, do you not know this?
I didn't get any.
Well, that's just wrong.
It is wrong, isn't it?
Well, who was I talking to on the phone every day, getting notes?
Not me.
Jesus. I need to talk to somebody.
You do.
Right
you do.
Now.
Yeah. You also signed up for Bradley Cooper's pewter scooter.
That we're looking to do in the fall.
This
and
is
And we're
true.
Trying to get Jeremy Irons.
Really?
It looks good.
Yeah. This is exciting.
To play the scooter.
XFM. Santa, you found a story there just a moment ago saying, what is it, about how many kids?
Almost 4 million UK children do not own a book.
Not a book? Not
a
what?
Book.
A single book.
I think that's shocking.
I think it's 4 million little opportunities. And I think, with royalties being what they are, you know, if I work hard at this, that's 200 quid in my pocket. Straight away. We were I judged a kids' book competition recently, and they sent loads of books to us, and I've been sort of going through them with my son and my wife reading him stories, and we read him one last night and just chose a book at random. Do you know what it's called, this book? It was called Here Comes the Poo Bus. Here Comes the Poo Bus is what it was called. Usually I would stray away from Matt's toilet on the show, but I mean, it was about a big bus made of that, driven by like a cockroach.
Of course.
That was picking up loads of other bugs, and there's a spider, and inside the spider all these flies, and they all thought they were going to the seaside. And I don't want to, this is spoiler alert, anyone. You know, you get to the end of the book, and it's quite horrific what happens to all these bugs.
Really?
They think they're going to the seaside. It's like an extermination.
Oh.
It's just, it's not a happy ending. I had to change the ending of Here Comes the Poo Bus to make it acceptable to my tiny child, who now just has that phrase. That's all he was saying last night. Here come Poo Bus. Constantly. That, and he also, because of this show, now doesn't call me Daddy. He calls me Daddy Wallace. Daddy Wallace, because he just hears my name all the time. We were in the park on Saturday, and a guy sort of half-clocked me, and then like someone was just pointing at me going, Daddy Wallace, Daddy Wallace. Like I've paid a miniature groupie to follow me around and point me out to other tired men.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet.
My name is Hugh Jackman, and this is the XFM.
Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. It's fine.
Sorry.
We'll just use this whole bit.
Right. Hi, I'm Hugh What am I? Hi, I'm Jack Human, and you're listening to the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
That'll do, Hugh. Not the most professional, but it'll do.
XFM.
Elton John nearly cancelled a bunch of concert dates, a bunch of big concert dates, because his partner, David Furnish, got stung by a bee.
Oh.
Yeah, and he got stung by a bee, and he didn't know what to do, and they were apart, and so David Furnish got on a plane and flew 7,500 miles to get treatment for this bee sting. And Elton was extremely distressed by this, that's the quote. His first instinct was to drop the tour, to be with his partner when he was sick. There's no
be with his partner.
Be with his partner. Oh, you're spotting puns where there aren't any.
Maybe Sting could have replaced him.
Oh, no, that's a pun. Oh. There you go. We're going to do Show Me the Punny again later.
Cool.
So Sting has gone. You can't just say that. But Elton, anyway, he spoke to the tour promoter straight after David was stung by the bee, and they decided very bravely that the show must go on. So lots of people, I mean, that is brave, isn't it? I mean, that's classic showbiz. I mean, a proper thing.
XFM.
You're back with the XFM Breakfast Show. Our guest this morning is a marvellous friend of the show, one of the best actors around. It's Bradley Cooper, everybody. And yes, you're right to applaud.
I am.
You are right to applaud. Bradley, you were right not to applaud. That would have been arrogant. Hugely arrogant. I should have probably done some more applause when I was speaking. Richard, to your right here, we're sort of training him up at the moment.
Oh, okay.
In terms of interviews, in terms of... We taught him...
I love how he doesn't use the cans.
The cans. Now, Richard, I'll explain what that means later.
I'm not advanced enough yet.
No.
I don't believe that. It's true. See how I paused then?
But that was a dramatic effect. That was beautiful.
Like it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody stopped and listened.
No, absolutely. That's what we do. That's what we do. So, Richard, you're going to do one of your big interviews now. This is the first time you've approached an A-list star in this way. You've prepared your questions. You were up half the night coming up with these. So you're ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Ladies and gents, here is Rich Glover's big interview.
Hello, Bradley Cooper.
Hey.
Please don't be scared. Remember, there are no wrong answers. Okay, question one. You're a handsome man. If I was to take a lady out on a date, where would be a good place to take, and what sort of thing should I talk about?
Good question. It's a nice question.
Mm-hmm. Where? What city are we in?
Rich?
Paris.
Oh, Paris. Wow. Belgium. Okay.
Just straight away. I mean, a lot of this is fantasy. We're already, there's the date for a start.
Because I haven't actually met a lady yet.
I'd say you're golden with that voice of yours.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened.
So I could just take it to a park bench?
Well, whatever, yeah. Well, it depends on the park.
Yeah.
But
when
yeah.
you've met her before.
Yeah, exactly. And that she's a lady. Yeah.
Am I that transparent?
I think so. I think what Brandy is saying is you've got nothing to worry about, so
yeah,
just relax.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Just be smooth, yeah?
Yeah. Question two.
Okay, question two. If I were to turn into a werewolf right in front of your eyes, right now, you'd be surprised, I'm sure. Yet when it happens in a film, we totally accept it, don't we?
You're onto something.
I am. I,
yeah.
It's a good question.
I think I might be wiser than I think.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Was it a question? It seemed like a statement.
It was kind of a dot, 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 wasn't it? It was a kind of your thoughts on nature versus reality.
Well, we'll leave it there with that enigmatic answer.
Okay, good. Okay. Question three, your final question.
My final question. Do you think man will ever travel to other galaxies?
What's a galaxy?
It's like a mass. It's bigger than a fridge.
If you can imagine that.
Can you imagine that?
That takes a lot to imagine that.
So this is yes!
like a double door fridge.
Yeah, an American style fridge.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not get crazy.
I'm picking up your accent now. Cool.
This is good. Are you satisfied with those answers, Rich?
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it there. Okay.
Okay, that was Rich Glover's big interview. Thoughts on the Bradley's applauding. Your thoughts, please, Bradley, on that.
Well, first of all, I love the transition into that. Was he like a California surfer? The guy at the end?
A little bit.
Yeah. It's called acting, Bradley. You pick this thing as you get more experience in your career. You'll pick these things up. We are. I went on a bit of a £5 flat fee fine. I don't know what was wrong with me this weekend.
Yeah,
I think I was tired.
But so you've got a few, have you?
I've got a few up my sleeve.
Okay.
Have you got one?
I've got one, yeah.
What would your flat fee £5 fine be for the day?
Mine is phone-based, and when someone leaves you a voicemail,
yeah.
all I want is, Dave, it's Dad.
Right.
Give me a call back.
Uh-huh. What'd you get?
I don't want a three-minute, you know, just a three-minute chat, which is, in essence, with himself.
A monologue.
Just explain, kind of half explaining what he's going to say to me, but then it kind of reverts back again, so it's like, yeah, sorry to bother you, just, you know, obviously, just give me a call back, but obviously... we're here at home, but anyway, just call me back.
It's like a Shakespearean soliloquy.
Yeah,
with asides to the audience.
He just needs to get to the point. I will call him back.
Yeah.
But don't kind of half give me the story then.
Yeah.
Then retract it and then go a little bit further and then come back again.
It's a terrible man your father
is. I know. Sort it out, Dad.
£5 fine. That was your... There you go, yeah. Thank you. I was, you know, this weekend, Sunter. Uh-huh. Here are some of the things. Turn the keypad noise on your phone off.
Oh, yeah.
You are not 9 years old, right? £5 fine. Man in the Renault Espace, don't overtake me if you're just going to slow down and sit in front of me. What was the point in that terrible manoeuvre? Small brunette lady on Charing Cross Road, don't pretend you haven't seen me standing waiting for this cab in the distance and that just by turning away from me slightly and standing just a bit close to the cab, you can nick it off me £5. Stop posting relevant links on my Facebook page. I don't care about your brother's moustache. Stop using that weird mix of capitals and lowercase letters. In the same sentence. You look odd. £5. We'll get this up and running, won't we? There's some way that we can get this going.
Yeah, we're looking into it.
We're going to do a regional campaign, first of all, then roll it out nationally.
Well, it's gone to the mayor, so we're just waiting to hear back.
Exactly, yeah. We're just waiting to hear back. It could be any day now. Yeah. We are XFM. Good morning, you're with the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace, and he's here. Rich, he is here. He's taller than any man I've ever seen in my life. Jeremy Clarkson is here.
Thank you very much.
How are you, Jeremy?
I'm very well, so I stand up and be even taller.
if you would like to, you have the freedom within
no,
this show.
No, because then you won't be able to hear anything.
Oh, there he goes. No, he's in the clouds. Oh,
here I am, coming back again.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
Don't be silly. One question. Jeremy, tell us everything about cars.
Everything about cars. The answer is the Golf. It's like 42.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is. Because whenever anybody says, what car should I buy? The answer is a Golf.
Really?
I'm a teacher. I've got a couple of children. I drive me 15 miles a day. Get a Golf. Wow. You know, I'm a successful rock star. But, you know, I don't want to stand out in traffic jams. It's a Golf.
Your job is easy.
I know it is. We've never revealed that before. But right. The answer is a Volkswagen Golf.
Well, that's good to know. Well, for whatever the question is. Now, Jeremy, the gentleman to my left goes by the name of Rich Glover. Yeah, there he is there, the Hillman Glover.
The Hillman Glover. Yeah. And, I love that name, the Hillman Glover.
You can have it.
I'm going to use it
in
conversation.
You can be a Glover lover.
I am going to use it in conversation.
Good, yeah, drop it in. Here we go. This is Rich Glover's big interview.
Hello, Jeremy Clarkson.
Hello.
How do you do? I'm going to ask you a couple of easy questions. There's no wrong answer, so relax.
Okay.
Question one.
Are you actually a hypnotist, or is that just reflex? I am actually going into a deep sleep. You're like a gold watch.
The listeners do feel the same. Many of them are in a deep slumber when Rich is on.
This is quite dangerous. If you're driving, I'd pull over.
I'd check for your wallet when you've left, because I may have stolen it when you were asleep.
Why are my flies all of a sudden down?
Question one. Why do you think it is, Jeremy, that it's mostly women that don't like space travel or cars and things like that?
Why is it that women don't like space travel?
Why are gentlemen more into space exploration?
Am I right in saying Britain's first astronaut was a woman from Sheffield? I think I'm right
in your face, Glover.
You know what? I should have done my research.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'm right in saying, I might be wrong, the name Michael is springing. That's not a girl's name. Princess Michael of Kent. That's right. She was indeed.
She was the first astronaut. You're learning a lot here today on the XFM Ripper Show.
Michaela Strachan.
Either. Yes. One of the
She's
other.
Not an astronaut, is she?
What's your second question?
Yeah, veering off. Question two. What do you think the prettiest colour for a car is, for a woman and for a gentleman?
There's an oak green available on both the Golf and the Range Rover.
Right.
Which is, I particularly like.
So is that like a racing green?
No.
No, oak green.
It's a sort of oaky, sagey green.
Yeah, very good. And that for be a lady and a gentleman.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
It's unisex. It's a unisex colour.
It's a unisex colour. I think that reds and yellows and pinks can be gender specific. But I think an oaky green.
I'd have gone grey myself. So, I don't know if you know this, but danger is now measured in Fogels after Ben Fogel. Mm-hmm. What do you think the Clarkson would measure or be a measurement of?
Fat.
I'm sure that's not true.
It's a weight of lard. Use 3 spoonfuls of Clarkson when making your cake.
We can all use that now. That was Rich Glover's big interview. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Rich. How do I come round then? You click your fingers.
I think so, yeah. That'll work for everyone. XFM. I got some gossip. You got some gossip? I got some proper gossip. You know that newsreader on a different station, but who's sometimes in here on Fridays within this building? You know how the other day he was late in after lunch because he'd had all these problems at his bank?
Yeah.
You know, and he had to go off and talk to his bank manager, even though no one has done that since the 1970s. I saw him just sitting outside the Brewmaster.
No!
All lunchtime. Bold as brass. He missed that meeting. Oh, bank manager. Everyone just went, all right, yeah, bank manager. No one has, there's not like a bank manager. It's not the 70s. It's not a sitcom. Do you know what I mean? There's no bank manager going, oh, I better talk to you know who about, oh, this overdraft, whatever. It's all online. There's millions of people working at these banks. There's no way that happened. Anyway, so he was at the Brewmaster and I saw him have at least 3 pints.
Shocking.
Wow.
Yeah, shocking. Lunchtime. You got any gossip, Dave?
Yeah, well, mine's even bigger than that. Also office-based.
Yeah.
One of the members of the XFM team, I shan't name any names, is getting a little bit annoyed that someone keeps nicking their post-it notes from under their desk. No one has owned up to this,
right?
But I spotted the other day the person who was nicking the post-it notes from under her desk.
It was Matt Dyson, wasn't it?
I'm not telling you.
Was it Owen?
I'm not saying.
Was it Andy Ashton?
I'm not saying no.
Is it you?
No.
Is it Santa?
Not saying.
Well, there's only 9 people who work on this station. Wow, that's hot gossip.
Yeah, I know.
That's big. Got all aboard the gossip train. Santa, do you have any gossip?
No, I don't believe in gossip.
Well, that's a massive lie.
I know.
Tim's texted in to say that, you know, Stuart took up Buddhism.
Oh, yeah.
And he's all calm.
Right.
It was him that smashed up the coffee cups.
Is that right?
He's a very angry young man.
Oh, man. So he's giving it all this with the... He's playing like the big Buddhist.
Calm, yeah, I love everything.
Yeah. He's not,
violent.
Is he?
No, he's violent.
Violent man. Unless he's big, in which case he's not. I just want to make that quite clear. Santa, what else is happening gossip-wise? I mean, you know, and we didn't get this from you. Mm. You know, that is, we, you know, we didn't get this from you, even though you texted it in. We didn't get it from you.
Stephen Layton says, you didn't get this from me, but the real Santa Claus is coming to my house for Christmas.
Mm, okay, ooh. Not so much gossip, more a really weird bit of fantasy. but thank you. You didn't get this from me, but a man called Ollie just did something socially unacceptable in the queue in Tesco. And that's from confirmed listener Ollie, who's in a queue in Tesco. Ooh, that's intriguing, isn't it? What else is going on?
Gemma says, you didn't get this from me, but the elderly woman next door only lives there when her partner's wife works away.
Wow, okay. So hang on, so her... So maybe it's the person next door. Maybe when his wife's away, the elderly lady comes to stay. Oh, something going on there, isn't there? You didn't get this from me, but the guy two doors down keeps tickling next door's cat. And you know, I'm assuming that is... That is not a euphemism in any way.
I don't think so.
I think that it's just cat-based. There's something going on there. You didn't get this from me, says Neil in Edinburgh. But my little boy Saul told me that Crazy Emily keeps getting her golden time at school taken off her. She just never listens to the teacher. Typical five-year-old. Good. That's five-year-old gossip. That's great. What else is going on?
You didn't get this from me, but Mike, who sits opposite me at work, has been using Kate from IT's bowl for his oxtail soup.
No.
She's a vegetarian.
No!
No!
Oh, man. What about James? Let's get something from James that we didn't get from him.
You didn't get this from me, but Gary's the one that's been eating all the boss's biscuits.
No! Oh. Gary! Oh. Goodness me! What else, Santa?
You didn't get this from me, but I didn't really get stung by a bee. I was just missing Elton.
Oh, David, thank you very much. Joe from Dartford says he didn't get this from me, but I just saw Matt Dyson sitting at the anchor in Deptford. I mean, this whole baby thing might be completely made up.
Wow.
Confirmed listener Emma in Maid of Vale, what aren't we getting from you?
You didn't get this from me, but I'm meant to finish work at 5 o'clock, and the other night I was really busy and I didn't end up leaving till 9. Mm. I was starving. Mm. Nowhere was open to get food, so I went to the fridge and nicked someone else's sandwich out of it and ate it.
Oh, Emma! I mean, I shouldn't have said it was Emma. Whoever that was, bad, isn't it? Bad. Finally, confirm this. Now, Chris, what aren't we getting from you?
You didn't hear this from me, but I delayed the trains in Clapham yesterday by fainting.
XFM. I believe we have confirmed this. Now, Vicky on the line. Vicky, are you there?
Hello, yes, I am.
Hi, Vicky. Now, are you ready to play Quiz Face?
Absolutely.
Good. You should know the rules by now, Vicky. So let's get quizzical. Quiry. Oh. Vicky, you are Les Bippy, executive PA to Ron Silverballs Johnson, no relation, the ball bearings king of Wiltshire. The year, Vicky, is 1970, and Ron is on a run. Seems everything he touches turns to silver. It's a grand time to be in ball bearings, of course, and you guys are on top of the world, having the time of your lives. But with great success, Vicky, comes great responsibility. Ron's more in demand than ever. And as we're coming up to Christmas, it is vital that you make sure his diary is well run. Vicky, let's play Diary Clash.
Diary Clash.
Vicky, there's a Diary Clash. Ron's invited to accept an award from the Wiltshire Masons on Tuesday at 6:15, but he's also supposed to be meeting Mr. Sakagoro from Tokyo Balls that day. Now, this award is huge. It could be Ron's key to the inner sanctum, but Mr. Sakagoro is a tricky customer not to be trifled with. Which event do you move?
Choose.
I move the Tokyo Balls guy.
No, choose again.
Choose.
The awards.
Correct. So you're moving the awards. What day are you moving the awards to?
Wednesday.
It's fine. Good choice. Nice move. What time on Wednesday, though?
7:45.
Let me check. No, he's got squash with Bobby Fleming then. What time are you moving it to, Vicky?
5:30.
Let me check. No, he's meeting Cassandra for pie charts then. What time are you moving it to, Vicky?
6.
Let me check. No, choose another time, Vicky.
8:00.
No, Vicky, no. What's going on? Oh, hang on. Time is up, Vicky. Didn't do too well there. Hope you improve on round two. Negotiational.
Negotiational.
Vicky, Ron has had too much sherry again. This is really becoming a problem. And any second now, Tommy Zackelstein, the gruff New York ball bearings magnate, is going to call you with an offer on your factory in Devizes. Now, this is a deal you have to make. Now, Vicky, use your skill and judgment and knowledge of the 1970s Wiltshire ball bearings market. I can tell you this. The exchange rate in 1970 was 41 pence to the dollar. Have you come up with your opening figure? Oh, it's him. It's him, Vicky. Now go in hard. Answer the phone and make your offer. How many pounds are you willing to accept for the factory in Devizes? Answer the phone, Vicky. What's the offer, Vicky?
700,000.
700,000, let's see.
Okay, you got yourself a deal.
She's done it. Oh. Great, good negotiation. Well done, Les Bippy. Now to celebrate, Tommy offers you tickets to see futuristic comedian Stephen Merchant, not yet 2 years old. All he asks is that you simply complete the well-known phrase, Vicky. This is for the tickets now. You did badly on Diary Clash. You pulled it back with negotiational. Complete the well-known phrase. We are
XFM.
Okay, you got yourself a deal.
Hey, she's done it!
Wow.
Oh. That was tense, Vicky. Yeah, that was tense. Talk me through your feelings. Obviously, you didn't do too well on Diary Clash. What were you thinking then?
Wednesday at six. I know. It's a rookie mistake.
You should know the rules by now, Vicky. That was that was crazy. But you pulled it back with negotiational. 700,000 in 1970 for a factory in Devizes. How did you arrive at that figure?
I just weighed up all the markets and the exchange rate, and just it seemed like the sensible option.
XFM. Rich Glover. When Jeremy Clarkson was in here a day or two ago, just before Clarkson Gate, he took a real shine to you. He loved your voice, your gentle voice, didn't he?
He was very kind of him.
He was very kind, and some of his people were comparing you to Lord Babinger, whoever that is. Mm. I think the aristocratic point was sort of made. Yeah. A lot of people can't see you. They wouldn't understand how strange that is.
It's irony. It's the epitome of irony.
So after the interview, straight after, I mean, Clarkson addressed this and addressed the matter of your voice. Here it is.
Thanks for, thanks for indulging us.
You must get a lot of sex. How many girls wake up in your bedroom going, where the f*** am I?
How does that make you feel now with the whole Clarkson gay thing that sort of happened?
No women have done that, by the way. They all knew that why they were there.
Right.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station. On the planet.
Hi, they call me Will Ferrell, and you're listening to the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace, who I know as a real sucker. I don't know how I got in here. Can you use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
XFM.
Richard, you have been practicing your puns.
Yes, you've been training me. So.
Yeah, and you did very well before. You were straight in with a pun. The bee thing, that was very good, but then Dave topped it with his sting reference, which you understand the whole duality of meaning.
I think so.
Element of puns. And you've written a pun this morning based on a news story. I don't know what it is yet. You're going to reveal that to us. You seem quite confident this morning.
I think you'll be proud of me.
Really?
Yeah.
So it works?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Rich Glover, show me the punny.
I hope that doesn't build it up too much, but go on.
The pressure. Right, in Nottinghamshire,
there's a statue of Robin Hood, and scrap metal thieves went and sold some of it off. They nicked some of the metal. I know, really tragic. It's a very popular statue in Edmundstone. Yeah, the mayor's very upset because lots of Japanese tourists like to come and take pictures of it.
Right.
Amongst other tourists. So the pun goes...
Go on.
There are other... Nothing. Robin Hood. Robin Hood.
Like... Well, it does work. Technically, it works. We just got to work on the...
It's a play on the word Robin.
We have to work on the fun side of puns next. We've nailed the technical side. Just the entertainment. Well done, though. Well done.
Rich Glover. Show me the punny. We are...
Quiry.
Hi, I'm confirmed listener Vicky, and I just won Quiz Face. Thanks to instinctive knowledge of the Wiltshire Ball Bearings Market, 1968 to the present day, excluding leap years. XFM allowed me to express myself through Les Dippy, and I will miss him. He's now running a small leisure centre in Clacton after Ron Johnson passed away in 1988. Thank you, Quiz Face. Thank you, Danny Wallace.
We are...
So listen, everybody, we're about to do Guest Who. Richard, you were here for Guest Who last week, but you were slightly on the back foot because it was a guest that only I had talked to, because you joined us that day. Now that you've been here a full week, that means that whoever that Dave has lined up, this mystery guest, is someone that perhaps we've talked about, who's maybe been mentioned in passing, could be a story from the newspaper that we've read out. We don't know, but we've got 60 seconds to guess who it might be.
That's quick.
It is quick, isn't it? Any guesses who it might be?
No,
we're going to need more.
Is it Cheryl Cole?
It's not. No. It's not. I can tell you that. I don't know who it is, but it's not Cheryl Cole, because there's no way Dave would not have mentioned that to me.
It might have been.
Let's do it properly. Guess who? Yeah. So, 60 seconds is on the clock, Dave. You've lined someone up. They are waiting on the phone.
Yes.
All right. Shall we do this, Rich? Are you ready? Got your first question?
No.
All right. Well, think of it.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
It's a man. It's a man. He sounds slightly
maybe.
Tentative. Maybe a man. Have we talked about?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with man. It's a man. Rich,
are you sporty?
Good question.
Am I sporty? No.
Not a sporty man. Doesn't mean he's lazy though. Have you been in the papers in the last few days?
Not as far as I'm aware.
Not as far as you're aware. Wow, so we've mentioned you... Are you a celebrity of some kind?
Of some kind, maybe.
Oh, some kind, maybe. Have we met?
I don't think so, unless on the astral plane.
Wow, okay. So it's a bit weird, this guy.
Musical?
are you in a musical of some kind?
No.
No. Is this a current story? Are people still talking about it?
10 seconds.
What?
I doubt it very much.
Was it last week or this week?
I think it was this week.
Oh! Failed again.
Oh.
Failed again. Oh. Failed again.
Is he that planet that's 2600 light years
away? He's not a planetary body. He's not a planetary body. Caller, please, I failed, but would you reveal who you are?
Yes, my name is Andy Stanton, and I wrote a delightful picture book called...
Here comes the poo bus.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, man. Andy Stanton. Oh, Andy Stanton. What a pleasure. This guy's one of the best children's authors around at the moment. Not only the poo bus. There's lots and lots of them that I've been reading recently, my son. But the poo bus is the one that's captured my son's imagination. Even though he's only two, he demands poo bus. There's two words that he just says. Last night he wanted poo bus.
That's lovely. I think it's a real pleasure to get not only two-year-olds but adults such as yourself saying the words poo bus and even being willing to broadcast them to the nation. That's lovely.
I had to explain the nature of Here Comes the Poo Bus, the hit children's book, to Sunter and Rich here in the studio, and never have those words been said more than it's 7 a.m. on a recent day.
If you looked at a spike of all the times you've said poo bus in your life, it would be nothing. And then suddenly there'd be sort of a massive spike in the last couple of days.
No, absolutely. It's a rich seam at the moment, Andy.
Oh, good. Well, long may it continue. You obviously have great or appalling taste, one or the other.
One or the other. I mean, it's got quite a dark ending, Pooh Bus, I'll be honest. Because, you know, it's darker than I was expecting. In fact, and I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but I had to re-edit the end slightly as I read it for the first time to my son, because there is a lot of death and despair.
You should have seen the original draft. They all had guns. No, it's not true. It's just like a fever dream for young children, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. It's terrifying, and it does capture their imagination brilliantly. I hope there'll be a Here Comes the Pooh Bus 2.
There could be, yeah. I sort of see Uncle Toad as sort of going into the corporate world and maybe sort of rendering insects on a mass scale. That might be too dark.
Yeah.
Keep my mouth shut.
Believe it's funny. It'll be like Wall Street 2.
Yeah, it's going to be horrific.
Hey, here's an idea for you, Sick Van.
Sorry?
You can have that.
Yeah, that's another one. So Andy Stanton's Sick Van, the next...
lovely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for taking an interest in my poo. I should keep my mouth shut. Okay.
Yeah.
We are
XFM Weather.
At 7:37 on Tuesday, the 6th of December 2011, it's time for the weather with Rich Glover and his weather feather.
Yes, please, your ears, please, dear gentle listeners, I check upon the weather feather this very morning. I cast my eyes heavenward to discern what was to come. But then who am I but a mere servant of the small and delicate feather, tethered as it is to the roof of this broadcasting building. But hark, for the weather smiles upon us. What weather feather? And the weather feather did say, Der wind blows it. Der wind blows it der jette kall. Bruni must go in a new. Fortune favors us, my friends. Thank you, weather feather.
All right.
He made me do it.
XFM.
Sometimes just between a couple of records, you will hear the person who has won Quizface coming on to review how they did in a sort of weakest link style. That's the style we aim for.
What you aim, yeah.
Yeah, so what happens is, straight after Quizface, I'll write down just a couple of notes, hand it over to Dave, and Dave talks the caller through the kind of thing we would like them to say so that we can very, very quickly get that review up. We want it on... probably with after the next song.
It's a snappy changeover.
Snappy changeover. Yeah. Two minutes, 2.5 minutes to do it, add some music, that kind of stuff, boom. Today, it didn't happen 2-3 minutes after, did it? No, it didn't. Mm-hmm. How long would you say it took to get that on there?
It was longer than five, wasn't it?
It was longer than five, wasn't it?
It was longer than 10.
It was a bit longer than 10. Probably about a quarter of an hour, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
And that's because, this happened. Dave was trying to read out the lines to Vicky, our winner.
He's now running a small leisure... He's now running...
So that took about 2 minutes. And then we had to go to the news. So we did the news. It's still like, no, you know, he's still on it. So he had another go.
Hold up one second. You still there?
Yeah.
Someone couldn't take off.
So poor Vicky's already been on the line for like 8 or 9 minutes at this stage. So we have to keep her hanging on because we've got one more thing to do. We have to make another couple of announcements. Then Dave manages to get back to Vicky eventually.
He's now running a small leisure centre in Clacton.
In where?
Clacton.
He's now running a small leisure centre in Clacton.
Okay, you stay there, I've got to come back to it.
It took four goes.
I lost
a record,
it.
You lost
I
it.
I absolutely lost
was
it.
Was it the leisure centre? Was it Clacton? Was it the fact that Ron Johnson passed away in 1988?
No, it was nothing to do with Ron. It was to do that he's now running a leisure centre in Clacton. That image just got me.
Poor Vicky. I'd like you to apologise to Vicky for keeping her on.
Sorry, Vicky.
Yeah, exactly. That wasn't a sincere one.
I'm so sorry, Vicky.
XFM.
It's time for T-Bone, T-Dog, Bowfinger, the Tone Star. Any others there, Dave? You got...
I think you just took them all.
Bowfinger did that, didn't I? Yeah, Bow Road, the Bow Bells. It's Tony Bowen, everybody. Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm fantastically well.
Well, thanks for coming in. If you don't know, Tony is working his way through the XFM book, Top 1,000 Songs of All Time. And you've been, I mean, you've a few hundred in now.
Yes.
Playing your own versions of each and every one of them. At Tony Bowen Music on Twitter, or you type Tony Bowen into YouTube, and you can see the great man himself playing some of these things. So we're going to play a few more today.
Yeah,
cross a few more off the list.
Take a few more off.
Ladies and gents, let's do it. Here is Tony Bowen.
Well, it's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out the fly? If I was simply born, say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know maybe on a downer, I'm so ready to dream. And it's 3 o'clock, the time is in to take for you to talk. So if you're lonely, why'd you say you're not lonely? Oh, you're a silly girl, I know, I heard it so. It's just like me to come and go and oh. You don't even know me. You're so sweet to try. Oh, my, caught my eye. A girl like you's just irresistible. City's breaking down on a camel's back. Gotta go, cause they know they're whack. And all you feel the streets is appealing to see. Won't get on a county cause you're bad and you're free. Got a new horizon, it's a family style. Melancholy town where we never smile. And all I wanna hear is a message beep. They've gotta kiss cause they can't get asleep, no. Windmill, windmill for the lantern. Forever and in hand. Take it all in on your stride. It is ticking, falling down a forever. Love is free, let's turn forever. You and me. Windmill, windmill for the land. Is everybody in? Feel good.
Tony Bowen, everybody!
XFM.
Shall we find out what we've learned today? That's a big yes. Something, we'll start with you.
Coffee drinking in the studio was down 30% today due to broadcast associate Steve's lack of presence in the studio.
Yeah.
It was as a result of producer Dave working him like a dog in
absolutely.
The XFM office.
I didn't get my single sausage, did I?
No,
I did not. Rich, your analytics, please.
Well, I've learned that when you lot get together and get drunk out of your mind, you come up with some crazy fool ideas like completely live shows. Speaking of which, coming up in January, live show from the moon.
Right, okay, good. So it's not happening. Dave?
Christmas 24 is the new TV channel everyone's talking about.
Everyone's talking about it.
And their revenue went through the roof this morning as we increased their viewing figures threefold after both I and confirmed listener Alex both joined Sunter in becoming massive fans of the festive
absolutely.
Pop-up station.
That's nearly four people now.
Yeah. It is, of course, sponsored by Santa Claus.
Of course.
Right,
sorry,
yes, yeah, get the plug in. Yeah. I inexplicably woke at 1:19 a.m. this morning and merely lay there for several hours thinking to myself about how I should definitely be asleep by now and checking my clock every 40 minutes with a growing sense of what I can only describe as despair. At 3 a.m, all I could think about was that Santa had told me that that's when ghosts come out. At 4 a.m, I got all hot and bothered as the central heating began to kick in, and I cursed myself for buying that duck feather duvet from Groupon. My first words of the day today were as my alarm went off and I stared frowning at the ceiling before muttering, unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
We are XFM.
So there you go, that was podcast number 20 from the XFM Breakfast Show with me, Danny Wallace. There'll be another one next week, but if you'd like to listen to the show live, we're on every weekday from 6:30 on 104.9 FM on DAB or online, or there'll be another podcast in a week's time. I'll leave the last word to Rich.
I can't think of a word.
Never mind.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.